The fifth bug has been found. Hey, it's Mike V, and I want you to be the next winner of Bug. We've just had another winner with Stacey and Jay Spoo this afternoon. Louis from Glenwood managed to use his detective skills to find the fifth bug. It was a beautiful moment.
Oh, my goodness.
You're a winner, Louis.
You did it.
Wife is winning.
And Louis on the line. Louis, when you won a couple of minutes ago, how did it feel? What was it like?
No, man, I was ecstatic. I mean, really, 25 grand, that's a huge amount of money in anybody's book. My heart almost stopped.
Well, let's dive into it, Louis.
This is your chance to win a share of 250,000 rand. This is Bugged Season 2.
So, Louis, you are officially winner number 5, and this, I reckon, has been the most challenging so far. In front of me, I have an envelope I was given earlier on, and I have avoided every single clue up until this moment to make sure that when I speak to you, I have a fresh perspective so we can help someone who wants to win in the future. So, I'm going to crack this bad boy open right now, and we're going to go through every clue we've heard so far. There were a couple, and you managed to use them to great effect. So, we know that it was found at the Talana Museum in Dundee, which is really specific, and I'm so impressed they managed to find it. First of all, we got a clue on the 11th of September, that being 2 days ago, on Carol Lefori's show. It was a rhyme. It says, "Where slope meets level ground, there perhaps shall the bug be found." Anything at that point to you? Any kind of alarm bells, or not really?
No, not really.
For a bit of context, the clue there was the Talana Museum is located at the base of Talana Hills, the reference there being the slope where it meets level ground. We then had a phrase on Danny's show, "Look in the greenery before you leave."
Yes.
We know that this was located, in fact, in a pot plant. So kind of we worked backwards from that point onwards. Then with Stacey and Jay Spool 2 days ago, a phrase arrived, "Brick and mortar, but not literally." That's pretty tough. Anything from there?
No, not at all.
It's a pretty smart clue, this. Check this out. It's a brick and mortar establishment, and it's made from pre-1914 corrugated iron. So it's before brick and mortar would have been a thing.
Yes. The brick and mortar thing, I know I've got friends in Dundee.
Yeah.
And the brick and mortar thing, a couple of weeks ago, we were just talking, long before the bug thing started.
Yeah.
And they told me that the Miner's Rest was upgraded. Yeah, I was looking forward to actually going around there in December and going and have a meal there again because the food's pretty decent, actually.
We then got a word scramble, and that was NCEET, Yermtise Hrostat. Did you get anything from this?
That's where we got the Miner's Rest stuff from.
Okay, what was it?
We sat down, one of my colleagues and myself, and we were just spitballing this thing.
Yeah.
And putting the words together, I quite like word games a little bit, so we're putting the words together and whatever, and eventually sort of Miners came up and then Miner's Rest came up, and then we thought, let's Google this. So we Googled Miner's Rest, and then several issues came up, and one of the places that came up was the restaurant in Dundee.
Well, the reference point here in our clue was start in the cemetery. And we know that the Talana Museum ghost walk starts in the cemetery. So that was our reference point. We have the next one that arrived that said, "Styles thinks it's better than a Monday." And that is a very, very tough clue because you have to know East Coast Radio as a general product. Did that make any sense to you at that point?
No, not at all.
So Styles, one of our presenters, has a feature that's called Sunday Fun Day Better Than a Monday, right? And according to the Talana Museum, the Miner's Rest restaurant is famous for its Sunday lunches, which you mentioned a short while ago. So we know that Styles would potentially love a meal there because it's on Sunday better than a Monday. Okay. Not an easy clue. The next clue we got was a word scramble. Selfit so YC do rule. Whatever that is, did you pick up anything from that?
I think that was the anagram thing for the restaurant, was it not?
This is unscrambled. It is DCC will set you free. DCC refers to the Dundee Coal Company back in 1889. And that was the first reference. So another word scramble arrived today on breakfast, right? And the word scramble was driver ad tuoi, which again is a lot of collected letters. We know that was Tri-Freyhate Road.
Yes.
Did you pick that up?
No, because I was just so fixated on this whole Dundee thing.
Well, we know that the Miner's Rest restaurant is on Freyhate Road.
Yes, it is.
Yet again, you were really, really close. Another word scramble around with Carol Afori. Nude, E-D-T-I-B-E-H-G-M. And that was the real proper giveaway. Did you pick this one up?
No, not at all. Well,
this was the first reference to Dundee itself, because this scrambled was Might Be Dundee. So you would have been very, very close at this point. Another word scramble arrived this afternoon on Danny Gaselli's show. Rent, resin, starters, mua, which translates to the Miners Rest Restaurant.
Yes.
And that was when you knew you were on the money, right?
That's when we knew. That's when I thought, hell, you know what? I need some help.
Yeah.
So I phoned the restaurant.
Okay.
And I said to them, you know what? I know there's a pot plant by your door. And then the person said, yeah. And I said, is it left or right? She said, no, it's on the left-hand side.
Wow.
I said, okay, that's great. And then I said, if I look at the pictures on your website, there's a poster above this pot plant. She said, yeah, there is. And it's a poster of the Charleston.
Yes.
So I said, fantastic, thank you very much. And then we put that together and we entered it.
Wow.
And we were just lucky, man.
I wouldn't call that luck. I'd call that a lot of detective work, some brilliant sleuthing and serious skills. Because let me tell you, there's not one other person, not one, we could find who managed to get this as right as you did. So it really is impressive. The Tadani Museum in the pop plant underneath the Charleston poster in the Miners Rest Restaurant. It is so impressive. If you could give some advice to someone who was potentially thinking about playing along, using their skills to find bug number six, what piece of advice would you give them, Louis?
The more knowledge you have, and I'm talking about general knowledge, and knowing your province, somehow the easier it becomes. Because when it's narrowed down to a specific point, And you know that area. And I know Dundee. I don't know it all that well. But I know Dundee. I've been there a few times before. Yeah. And I've got friends there. So you know the general area. And then once you can narrow it down to a specific spot, then from there on, obviously, you can get assistance from other people if you are far away. But I think at the end of the day, you need to trust your gut. And you need to have a lot of general knowledge about what is about around you and where your province is.
December time, make me a promise. You're going to go past that restaurant, have a drink there and celebrate what truly is an outstanding achievement.
Actually, I'll probably be there either in late October or early November.
Brilliant. Louis from Glenwood, the winner of Bugs. He managed to find the fifth edition, and now for his efforts, 25,000 Rand. Congrats to him. If you want to be the next winner of Bugged, it is not getting any easier. It's getting more and more challenging. You need this level of dedication and practice, and you could win your share of R250,000 as we continue with Bugged on KZN's number one hit music station.
You have found the bug and won 25,000 Rand.